Many of the newspapers in Murdoch's international chain use what one Sun-Times reporter calls screaming headlines to boost circulation. Murdoch says he won't use that technique here.
It's going to look just like the Sun-Times. We have no plans of any sort at the moment. We're here to learn what to do and to make it a lot more competitive with the Tribune.
Daryl Feldmeyer, the former editor of the Chicago Daily News, now journalism chairman at Columbia College, says Murdoch would be foolish to go back on that promise.
If he were to do a New York Post out of the Sun-Times here, I don't think it would be a raging success. This is a city that appreciates good, serious newspapers.
Many Sun-Times reporters wanted the paper to go to a group of local investors, led by their publisher, James Hogue. Reporter Brian Kelly and film critic Roger Ebert are among them.
There was a real sense of excitement there, really just in the past 2 years.
And to see it derailed by anything, by a better publisher or a worse publisher, it's just really unsettling.
There couldn't have been a worse time for Teddy Field to decide to take his toys and run. It boils down to Teddy Field wanted his money. You know, so now he's got his money, and I hope he enjoys it.
Teddy Field owns the Sun-Times with his brother Marshall. Teddy forced the sale, saying he wanted to liquidate his assets. At a news conference today, Marshall Field couldn't hide his disappointment.
It is no secret to Mr. Murdoch that I personally was seeking a local group, and that I would have been pleased had Jim Hogue successfully headed such a venture.
Now Hogue is likely to leave the paper after the sale is complete in January. Around the Sun-Times tonight, reporters are saying they'll wait and see about their own futures. And a brand new copy of the book, How to Hang On to Your Job, has appeared mysteriously on the bulletin board in the features office. I'm Marge Halperin.